Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. He was born on April 17, 2006 in Maryland. He never raced until age 4, but by the time he was finished racing, he would have 32 wins and more than $2.6 million in earnings, and he would help land his trainer in racing's Hall of Fame. His name was Ben's Cat. A homebred for trainer King Leatherberry, Ben's Cat was a son of Parker Stormcat, a horse who won just once in 4 career starts, but who had shown an affinity for sprinting on the turf. Parker Stormcat was also a half-brother to the established young sire Malibu Moon, and for a stud fee of approximately $2,000, Leatherberry figured he was a bargain. Even Leatherberry probably had no idea just how big of a bargain that stud fee would prove to be. But at one time, King Leatherberry wasn't even certain that Ben's Cat would race, much less be a winner. That's because the horse suffered a broken pelvis as a 2-year-old and spent 6 months in a stall during the recovery. As a result, Ben's Cat never saw the starting gate until he was 4 years of age, but he quickly began making up for lost time. Ben's Cat made his career debut on May 8, 2010 at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore in a $20,000 maiden claiming race. By Thanksgiving, he had peeled off 8 wins in 8 starts and had graduated from claimers to win 3 consecutive stakes races. He had won on dirt, he had won on turf, he had given Leatherberry career victory number 6,300, and he was just getting started. As a 6-year-old in 2012, Ben's Cat would visit Parks Racing near Philadelphia on Labor Day as the defending champion in the Turf Monster Handicap at 5 furlongs. Despite heavy rains and a soggy turf course, Ben's Cat won again and reached the $1 million mark in career earnings. And still, he was not finished. 2 years later, by the end of 2014, Ben's Cat had won 28 of 45 career starts and had been named Outstanding Maryland Bred Turf Runner for 5 consecutive years, Outstanding State Bred Older Male for 4 straight years, and Top Sprinter in 4 of the last 5 seasons. He also had earned distinction as the Maryland Bred Horse of the Year, an unprecedented 4 times. But 2 of his most memorable performances were yet to come. The first would come at Pimlico on Preakness weekend in the Jim McKay Turf Sprint Stakes in May of 2015. Sent off the 2-1 favorite in a field of 10, Ben's Cat caught the attention of track announcer Dave Rodman in the final furlong.
Ben's Cat's got dead aim and staying straight. Here comes the cat, Ben's Cat on the inside. But Bold Thunder's there and trying to hold up Ben's Cat. Bold Thunder, Ben's Cat willing. Here comes the cat, Ben's Cat on the inside. Ben's Cat, can Ben's Cat do it? He's remarkable. He's Ben's Cat. He's the coolest cat around.
Ben's Cat, at 9 years of age, had won the Jim McKay Turf Sprint for the 3rd straight year and for the 4th time in the last 5 seasons. And 1 year later, now at age 10, Ben's Cat would defend his title in the Jim McKay and would do so with a breathtaking move in deep stretch.
Ben's Cat surging late. Can Ben's Cat get there? Here comes the cat. The cat surges through. Oh, 2016 is the year of the cat. He's 10. He's better than ever. And it's Ben's Cat in the Jim McKay Turf Sprint. 5th Jim McKay Turf Sprint for the remarkable Ben's Cat.
Ben's Cat truly was better than ever that day, as it was one of the most brilliant efforts of his entire career. But that would also prove to be his final victory. He would go winless in his next 8 starts, prompting Leatherberry to retire the gelding at age 11 in June of 2017. Regrettably, Ben's Cat would become ill just a few days into his retirement. He would undergo surgery, but complications of the days afterward proved too much to overcome. Ben's Cat died on July 18, 2017. His ashes were interred 4 months later at Laurel Park, where he had scored 1/3 of his 32 career victories and 1/4 of his 26 lifetime stakes wins. Ben's Cat was a bona fide superstar in Maryland who also earned the respect of racing fans across the United States. And he helped land King Leatherberry in the Sports Hall of Fame, an honor which many believed was long overdue. We remember Ben's Cat, born 15 years ago today, on April 17, 2006. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.